Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blessingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando's back. That's right. Mary's here. Mary's in the building, so to speak. Mary Cantando is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 10 years. She's the author of Nine Lies, Stories of Women Business Owners Landing on Their Feet. Also, The Woman's Advantage, also Leading with Care. You're starting to get the picture. She has a lot to say, and she says it well. She's our good friend. Mary Cantando, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim, and especially this holiday week.
I know. Merry Christmas, right?
Yes, same to you. Same to you.
I'll be right here doing my live Christmas show on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Mary, tell us about the calendar. Are they all gone?
You know, totally sold out this year. We actually sold out early.
I hope we got our order in. I think we did, didn't we?
I don't remember. I think so.
I kept asking about it, but folks, you missed another year. You got to pay attention. You got to print more calendars, Mary.
Well, you know, every year we do that, and we're going to have to, really up it again next year because our sales just keep.
I'm
going to
tell you something, folks.
Year.
This is a calendar that ladies love to have on the desk, and we buy a bunch of them, whatever we can get our order in, and send them to ladies that we know in our network, and they love them, and it makes them think nice things about me, Mary.
That's right, and it's not just a gift, you know, you give somebody and then they forget it every day of the year.
It's
there
the
on their
gift
desk.
That
yeah.
keeps on giving, no question about it.
There you go.
Mary, you got some questions you think we need to ask ourselves to wrap up the year, right?
Yeah. I like to spend this time of the year really thinking back on the past year as well as, of course, planning for the upcoming year. And one question that I think enough people don't ask themselves about their business is why did or why didn't they reach their sales goals? So people always look at the numbers at the end of the year and figure out exactly where they are. But to really stop and say, okay, you know, our numbers are over by whatever, 8% this year. Now, why did that happen? Like, what did we do, and how can we do more of that? Or, conversely, our numbers are under by $20,000, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly why did that happen?
What happened? Was it something we had no control over? Was it something we did wrong? Was it something we didn't anticipate? Did we, you know, what? Or maybe it was just something systemic that we just need to improve next year. It wasn't some kind of an event. It was more the way we manage.
Right, and not just looking at it from the perspective of, you know, like blaming yourself or making excuses for yourself, but to get really good, hard business information that you can then use for next year. You know, oh, it's like, well, we stopped delivering to this area, or maybe we started delivering to this area. And then, okay, well, what does that look like? And is there an area similar to that that we could ramp up into next year?
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. And you need to, you know, it could be a lot of things. It could be a product line. It could be an event, something going on in your local economy, or it could be a lot of things. But you need to identify it, because you need to make sure that you're attributing the reason to the appropriate thing, not some squishy, big, you know, galactic, cosmic, you know, the world's against me thing. You can't get better if you do that.
Right. So you don't blame it on the economy, or, you know, the housing market, or what's happening in the insurance world. It's
right.
Like what did you do differently that you can control?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. All right, what else?
Well, another interesting question to ask yourself is, what sales approach worked best for you this year? And again, whenever something works well, ask yourself, how can I replicate that? So what sales approach worked for you this year? and how can you replicate that? So, you know, maybe you just really, really threw yourself into social media this year, and you got a bunch of leads off of that that you were able to generate sales from. Well, okay, well, how can you replicate that this year? You know, maybe you create a different Facebook page for each of your products versus your company as a whole. They're just, you know, just different ways
you're
to look at
you're talking about being more granular in the management of your business, isolating things that work, things that don't work, minimizing the first and maximizing the first, the former, and minimizing the latter, right? I mean, and being more, for example, if you have a salesperson who somehow did great this year, well, what is that person doing? Do they get some training? Are they, are they a certain personality that works better in sales? How do I get more people like that?
You know, I think the single best question you can ask yourself is, what worked and how can I replicate that?
Yeah.
And you can ask that about your relationships with people. What worked in this conversation with this teenager I just had, and how can I replicate that? What worked in this latest sales call?
When you get the answer to that teenager thing, let me know.
Well, I mean, anytime something works well, stop and say, okay, how can I replicate that?
Right.
How can I replicate that proposal that we just won?
Right.
Right? So just don't focus so much on doing same old, same old, same old, but look at your wins, and there's where you want to do the same old when you see the wins, right?
Absolutely. Got time for one more quick one.
Okay. So ask yourself what new geographies, products, services should you expand into this year? And that can go back to, you know, like we just said, what did you do and how can you replicate that? Well, if you expanded into a new zip code or into a new state this year, we'll say, well, what's another state that has similar characteristics that we can expand into next year, right?
What new strategy did we try? What did we do different this year that worked that we can do more of next year?
Absolutely. I mean, that is, if you can just think of that consistently in analyzing last year and planning for next year, that is the formula for a home run.
And folks, just think about what she's talking about now. She's talking about breaking down the asking specific pointed questions about every part of your business to get some answers, to isolate the good stuff and the bad stuff and do more of the first and less of the last. Mary, I need your website, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. B-I-Z. Mary Contendo. And I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.